probably got a near record area planted of just over 600,000 hectares. And with the rain events that we've been having, particularly in northern New South Wales, the potential is very large for this season's crop. Our current forecast is tipping a production of just over 800,000 tonnes. So still got a way to go, of course. It will depend on what the spring brings us, but we're certainly on the cusp of an extremely good season for our growers.
There's still quite a long way to go, though, till harvest. And one of the major concerns in getting this crop through to the finish is going to be disease risk. There was a concern that there wasn't going to be enough chemical for the sheer size of the crop that's been planted. Where is Pulse Australia up to with getting more product available?
A lot of the industry still has that horror memory from 2010 when we had a particularly large crop and some very wet weather throughout the entire season and a lot of disease activity. So in trying to just make sure that we don't see a repeat of that, been engaging with the primary registrants of our two main fungicides, chlorothalonil and mancozeb. Those companies have actually informed us that they have been able to access additional product, which is either now in the country or very close to being in the country. So the first thing I'd really encourage growers to do and their agronomists is back through the reseller network, make contact with their suppliers and just see where that product is at and their ability to source it to meet their potential needs going forward. The other thing that we've been looking at and working with the APVMA is the idea of some either emergency use or minor use permits to help and fill any supply gaps, particularly over the next 4 to 6 weeks. We've been successful in gaining one permit as of yesterday for a product called Captan. So again, if agros and their grower clients make inquiries back through the reseller network, they should be able to source some of that as needed. And we're also continuing discussions with the APVMA about a couple of other fungicides, which potentially could be of use as well. And I'm hoping that those negotiations will be resolved fairly soon.
Why is it such a balancing act? Why is it so sort of tricky to get these off-label permits up?
The biggest juggling act that we have with these permits is what we call risk to trade. So whilst we can use a product, a fungicide on an Australian crop, there is the potential for residues in the grain. Now, most of the Australian pulses are exported. We consume very little in Australia. So we have to be mindful of how those residues would be viewed by an importing country. Many of these products are quite old, and some of these countries actually have no maximum residue limit set for these products, or else very new products that they may have not looked at yet in their own countries. And without an MRL, or that maximum residue limit, if grain's tested, they find some residues of that fungicide, and they say, well, we don't want that. So all of a sudden, we're locked out of our major destination for our grain. So it's a real balancing act between using the product to save the crop and whether or not the market will then accept that crop when we try and export it.
Pulse Australia's National Development Manager, Gordon Cumming. And plant pathologist, Dr. Kevin Moore, says the wet weather has provided perfect conditions for Ascochyta.
It has been wet. I was talking to an agronomist from Dubbo this morning, and he said he's got crops in the Gilgandra area that have had 15 to 20 rainfall events on them since emergence. Now, that's extremely wet, and it's no surprise that under those conditions, foliar diseases of chickpeas and other crops are rearing their ugly heads.
So what in particular are you seeing?
We're seeing Ascochyta, and I'm getting I've had a number of phone calls this week about Ascochyta and chickpeas, and that doesn't surprise us because you know, the Ascochyta was around in winter last year, right through till September in 2014. So we knew that we were going into this year with inoculum of the fungus, and all that was needed was favourable conditions, and we've certainly had that with all this rain.